For God so loved the world, all of us, you and me. He loved us so much, he sent his only son, Jesus, the firstborn of creation, sent to take our place, to bear our burden, to suffer our consequence. We were far from God, but God didn't want to be far from us. Jesus came to bring us home. As a prodigal returns to their father, so too could we return to our Creator. A simple plan with just one requirement: belief. For whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have life. Life eternal. At the very heart of God is love. Indescribable, unrelenting, unstoppable love. That love shines a light, guiding us home. For God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world. What a beautiful verse. When we are able to understand John 3:16, we are definitely blessed to understand that we have an opportunity to give God our, to believe in Him, and we will not perish, but have eternal life. Another thing that I'm encouraged with this morning, besides John 3:16, is the fact that we're going to be praying, and there's a lot of things to be praying for. We have two different people, two different families who have loved ones overseas right now that are doing some paperwork for their status in the United States, and we got Giovanni, who's out of the country right now, and we got Caesar and Camilla, and we I'd like to ask you guys to be praying for them, that everything's going to go well. This morning, I want to welcome everybody, and as always, it's a blessing to be here with each one of you and to have the privilege to open God's holy word that brings peace and encouragement to our souls. So please take out your notes. In your bulletins, you have your notes. Take out your notes. Open up your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, then we have the verses in on the screen. We are on a series that it will take us through the month of March, all the way to Easter, a series that we're talking about the unstoppable love of God. The unstoppable love of God. Last week, we talked about this verse that we've been talking about this morning, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. God loved the world. We talked about that last week. And because God loved the world, we said last week, that nothing could stop. Nothing stopped God from loving us so much that He gave His only, His unique Son in our place, in our place, so that we wouldn't perish. So last week we talked about the unstoppable love of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His unique Son. Today we are going to talk about the unstoppable love of God, but we are going to focus today on the humble love of Christ. The unstoppable love of God. So God, the Father, made a decision that He was going to send His Son so He can be the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice for us. When He sent His Son, or when He made the decision to send His Son, the Son said, I'm willing to go. But in order for me to go to earth, I have to get rid of a lot of things. I have to be humble. I have to be humble. In order for the Son to come, He had to humble Himself to be around human beings like you and me. Because the perfect one was going to come and be around the imperfect ones. And those of us, which is all of us who are imperfect, a lot of times they were not going to appreciate the Son. And so in order for Him to come, He had to humble Himself to be around human beings, to take the body of one of us, the one who created us, the one who created the universe, humble Himself to be among us. And in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul talks about this humble love. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul talks about this, starting in verse 3. He's trying to teach the church in Philippi how to love one another, how to have unity with one another. And when he's talking about how to love one another, how to have unity with one another, he talks about the thing that makes people not have unity, that makes division amongst people. And he talks about all the contrary of humbleness, pride. Pride divides people, humbleness unites people. And when he's teaching the church in Philippi about this, he tells the church in Philippi, do not do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, this is what has to be your attitude, your way of thinking, he says. It's in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, and I want you to keep this verse through this whole sermon. I want you to keep this verse in mind. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul is trying to teach them something important, something essential on humility, on being humble, something that goes completely against what our culture teaches today. Our culture teaches completely the opposite of humbleness. It's pride. You got to be prideful. You got to have pride about this, pride about that. And we pride ourselves in a lot of things that we forget that the mindset of Christ is not prideful. The mindset of Christ is humbleness. And he says, in your relationships with one another, if you want to have great relationships with one another, if you want to have good relationships, positive relationships, you have to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. What is that mindset? And then he goes on in verse 6 and says, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the dead, even the dead on a cross. Humble love of Christ. The humble love of Christ is the example for us as human beings. So if we want to have great relationships with one another, verse 5 says, we have to take the same mindset that Jesus Christ had. What was the mindset? The mindset was a mindset of humbleness. He was humble. He was motivated by love. The Son humbled himself and said, I will go. I will get rid of all my, privilege. He never stopped being God. He was always God during his time on earth. But even though he was God, he did not grab that right and said, I am God. I will not die for these people. To the contrary, he said, I am God, but I'm putting that aside and I'm coming down to earth. I'm going to become one of these men. And I'm going to give my life for them. That is humbleness. And the mindset that Paul is talking about here, that in our relationship with one another, in our relationship with your spouses, in your relationship with your kids, in your relationship with your co-workers, in your relationship with people in general, if we want great relationships, you have to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. He humbled himself. Do you remember ever watching a movie? There's a few movies with this kind of line where in medieval times, the king has to have a strategy to overcome the enemy. And a lot of times you see in these movies where a king gets rid of his royal robe, his royal clothes, his crown, puts it away, dresses himself as a beggar or as a poor man. And when he dresses himself as a beggar, as a poor man, he gets in between the people. And among the people, he's there, and then he saves the day. Well, that's the same thing Jesus did. Being the king, he put aside his crown. He got up from his throne, and he came down to earth to be with us, to be able to save us. And he said, I will humble myself because I love you that much. Humble love. And the Apostle Paul is saying, if you guys want to have great relationships with one another, you have to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. In other words, you have to love one another with humble love. That is so hard to do. And that's the reason why the Bible also says that we have a lot of problems with one another. Because to the contrary of humbleness is pride. It is essential for us to understand that the humble love of Jesus is what helps us to have a strong relationship with Jesus. And that the humble love that we have to imitate from Jesus is what's going to help us to have great relationships with one another. Notice what Paul starts this passage in verse 5 by saying, in your relationships with one another, you want your relationships to work out, you want your relationships to be great, then you have to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. God cares for our relationships with one another. Even when he was asked, even when Jesus was asking Matthew 22, Lord, what is your greatest, what is the most important of your commandments? And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. But he didn't say, just love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself. Because when you love God, you got to love people. You cannot say you love God. The Apostle John said in 1 John, you cannot say you love God, but you don't love people. There's no way. One thing has to match with the other. So God cares for our interpersonal relationships. Jesus was humble. Jesus was compassionate. The mindset of Jesus was to be humble, to be compassionate, to be selfless, not selfish. All these things go against our culture nowadays. As a matter of fact, humble people, the way other people see humble people is, you're weak. The way other people see selfless people is, you're not smart, you're dumb. You know, you got to look out for yourself. Everything is about you. It goes completely against the culture nowadays. God's desire is that the humble love of Jesus will touch the core of our hearts, and that as a result we will embrace in humility our relationship with other people. That's why in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset of humility. So let's understand, why was the Apostle Paul trying to help them apply in their relationships the humility that he's talking about? See, as human beings, we are very complicated. Would you agree with me on that? Are we complicated? Yes, amen or not amen? Amen to that, right? We are complicated people. Either, you know, we start any problems from any little thing. We make it a big problem. We make it a big issue sometimes, big deal. We are very complicated. Our nature is to be prideful and arrogant. That is the nature. That is the sinful nature. And so often we find ourselves in fights and quarrels with other people, not because we are humble, but because we're prideful. Because we're arrogant. I like what James, the way James puts it. Let's look at James chapter 4, verse 1. It's also in your outlines. But James chapter 4 verse 1 says, What causes fights and quarrels among you? Why is it that you guys have problems with one another? And this goes in every level of your life. The reason there are problems with one another, it's because things don't happen the way I want them. That's why he says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? If you look at the root of the problem when you have problems with another person, don't they come from your desires, the battle within you? You desire, but you don't have, so you kill. You know, how many people have you killed this week? You're like, Pastor, I haven't killed anybody. No, I'm sure you killed somebody. Whoever you get mad with, Jesus said that you don't have to go physically kill a person. If you hate them in your heart, if you get angry with them in your heart, you already killed that person in your heart. So your desire, you desire, but you don't have. So you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and you fight. When you don't get it your way, James is saying, when you don't get things your way, you get mad. When you don't get things your way, you throw a tantrum. When you don't get things your way, you fight and you quarrel with one another. That is because of pride. And how many things, how many relationships has pride destroyed? How many relationships our pride destroys? The desires within us, our pride, our arrogance. That's why we end up in fights and quarrels. And so Paul says, if you want to have great relationships, if you don't want to destroy relationships, you have to learn to have the same mindset as Christ did. A mindset of humbleness. I heard the other day a pastor, he shared something that it's pretty strong. Warning, okay? If you don't want to hear, cover your ears. But I'm sure you want to hear. You're curious. I heard a pastor share something that was pretty strong. But I couldn't disagree with what he said. He said, we are the most like Satan when we when we walk and act in pride. That's pretty strong. We are most like Satan. Who was the first one? What was the first sin? Pride. Satan was prideful and arrogant. He was an angel in heaven. And he got prideful. He said, I can take the throne. I can dethrone God. I can be the one sitting there. I can be the one ruling the world. We don't need God. You have me. And God said, boy, you made a huge mistake. You're going down. And he went down. Right? He went down. And look at him now. He took the third of the angels. So prideful people usually affect others. And it destroys relationships. And a lot of times we let pride get the best of us. And so when this pastor was saying that, I thought, man, that is pretty strong, but he's not wrong. We are the most like Satan when we walk and act in pride. And pride destroys a lot of relationships. But humility is the foundational aspect of imitating Christ. The humble love of Jesus Christ should be the example that encourages us to have the same mindset of humility as Christ did. So let's be clear. When I talk about humbleness is not when a person is a quiet person. Because a lot of people will look at a quiet person and say, oh man, you see that guy, he's so humble. Man, sometimes those that stay quiet, watch out with those who stay quiet all the time. You can be as quiet as you want and be the most arrogant person in the room. Humbleness is to be a person who is willing to talk when they need to be a talk, but with respect. Humbleness is listening to others when others have something to say. And just listen to hear their opinions and to respect them, even if you don't agree with what they're saying. Humbleness is to respect one another, listening to others, even if you don't agree with what they're saying. So when you are humble and you're having conversations with your spouse, when you're humble and having conversation with your kids, you listen to them in a different way and you talk to them in a different way because you respect them even if they don't agree with you. Being humble is to put others before you, is to be selfless, compassionate, is to be loving to others without seeking any personal glory or recognition. That is humbleness. So the Apostle Paul gives the Philippians, the church in Philippi, the greatest example of humility, of humbleness in Christ Himself. And he says, the reason I'm going to give you this example is so in your relationships with one another, you have to have that mindset of the example that Christ gave us. In order to have godly relationships, in order for us to have great relationships, we need to live with the same mindset as Jesus Christ. With your wives, with your husbands, with your children, with people around you. So I like where he starts in verse 3, where he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Don't do anything with selfishness. Rather, he says, in humility, value others. That is the mindset of Christ. So we're going to see, I want to share with you five things in this text that I can see at least, there's more than that, but at least I want to share five practical things that will help us to have the mindset of Christ. And that it will help us strengthen our relationships with one another. The humble love of Christ, if we imitate the humble love of Christ, it will help us in our relationships with other people. And the number one that I want to share with you is the mindset of Christ is a mindset of humility. It's a mindset of humility. In verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes and says, who being in a very nature of God, being God Himself, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. In a humble way, Christ said, I am God. But I'm not going to take that equality at this moment. I'm going to humble myself. He didn't have to. Jesus demonstrated a profound humility by being willing. So he willingly setting aside his divine privilege. I am the King. I am the God of the universe. John chapter 1 says that everything that you see, everything was made by Jesus. But now I'm going to humble myself to be able to serve humanity. It's such a beautiful thing when you see a person who has power, but is willing to sit and serve others and listen to others. Humbleness is to recognize our own limitations, putting the needs of others before our own, and embracing a humble attitude in interaction that we have with other people. It is to live life not looking to your own interest. And as verse 4 says, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. Can you imagine how life will be if we were to live by that verse alone? In that verse alone, verse 4, it says, not looking to your own interest, but each of you looking to the interest of others, for the best of others. Can you imagine if we were like that? Can you imagine if your husband will say, no, I got to look for the best interest of my wife all the time? And I'm sure you guys do, right, man? See, the wives laugh. It's like, no, it doesn't always happen. Can you imagine if the men would always say, no, my wife is first. I'm going to respect her. I'm going to love her. I'm going to care for her. And then in the other side, the wife is saying, my husband is the best. I'm going to love him. I'm going to respect him. And they're both looking for the best interest for each other. It will be a perfect world. If we have that mindset where we look at other people and we care for other people and we look at their best interest, a lot of times we're like, you know what, but I feel like I'm wasting my time. I feel like, man, I'm putting all this work, I'm doing all these things, but it's not, I don't see the results for me. So once you're thinking it's for me, now you're being prideful. Because prideful is everything is for you. It's selfishness. It's not thinking about how can I be selfless. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, don't get tired of doing good. Because you will receive at the proper time. God will bless you at the proper time. Keep on doing good. Keep on doing good. Keep on looking for the best interest of others before yourself. Pride says, what's there for me? Pride says, I have rights. Pride says, I'm equal and I'm better. Jesus said, I will get rid of all these rights. And I will be humble. And I will come and serve you. So number two, servanthood. Number one, the mind of Christ is humility. Number two, the mind of Christ is serving others. Completely goes against the world too. The world tells you, you know what? Let others serve you. You're a big shot, right? You're the big shot. Others should serve you. So when you get home, just throw your clothes everywhere. You got a maid at home. No, you don't. Jesus himself took the role of a servant, dedicating his life to serving others rather than seeking personal gain and recognition. Having the mindset of Christ means adopting a servant heart. Are you serving your family? Are you serving your spouses? Are you serving your kids? Are you serving other people? Are you serving God in the church? The way you serve God is when you serve others in the church. Having the mindset of Christ, you have to adopt that servant heart and approach life in a different way where we prioritize serving and uplifting others before ourselves. The interesting thing is in this verse where it says, rather, he made himself nothing. He became a servant. But where it says right there, he made himself nothing, there is a very strong teaching on this. But we're not doing theology today, so I'm not going to get too much into that. But where it says he made himself nothing, the word that is used in the Greek is the word kenosis. The word kenosis, and he says, by taking the very nature of a servant. So the word kenosis, it's the significance of that word. It encapsulates the concept of self-emptying. He voluntarily emptied himself. He renounced. It's self-renunciation, which is the central to understanding Christ's humility when he was incarnating himself in the body of a human being. Kenosis, it signifies a deliberate act of emptying or stripping oneself of the privilege and status. And I get tired of these, hearing all this time, I have the rights, I have the rights, I have the rights. You know what? Christ didn't say that. Yeah, I know we have rights. I'm not going against that. But I'm just saying, a lot of times you do that even at home. Or you do this, you do that, you not do this, you not do that. It's like we get so prideful. We get so arrogant, and that was not the mindset of Christ. Kenosis, he emptied himself, he stripped himself, he knew his value as you should know your value. He knew his value, but he decided to value more others than himself and became a servant to them. How do you serve others? Is that mindset in you that was in Christ? How do you serve others? How do you serve your spouse? Do you really serve them? Or do you serve yourself? Number three, the mindset of Christ is not just humility, not just serving others, but the mindset of Christ is obedience to God. Look at what Jesus did by becoming obedient to the dead, to death, even death on a cross. He was willing to obey God because he was humble. He was equal with the Father, equal with the Holy Spirit. Is one God manifesting himself in three persons. It's a Trinity. They're all equal. But he humbled himself and obeyed the Father. Having the mindset of Christ involves aligning your will with God's will. Having the mindset of Christ doesn't mean you tell God, God, this is what I want. You know, that's the way we usually pray, right? We usually pray and we say, Lord, I'm praying for this, I'm praying for that, I'm praying. Please give me. So in other words, we're, without thinking, a lot of times we're asking God, God, we want you to align yourself with what I'm asking you. Instead of saying, Lord, I'm humbly coming before you. This is my petition, but let your will be done and not my own. And when God answers your prayer, don't get mad. Because a lot of times, God answers the prayer because we tell him, let your will be done and not mine. And so God does his will, which is different than what we want. And we get mad. And we're like, God, that's not what I was asking you. And God is like, well, you said your will be done. Right? And so I'm doing my will. I'm giving you what my will is. And you don't like it. God knows what's best for us. So we just got to be humble and say, Lord, if that is what you want for me, if that is what you want for my family, then that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to align my will with you. Obedience. Obedience. Having the mindset of Christ, it involves aligning our will with God's will, seeking to obey him and to follow faithfully in all aspects of life. For example, in relationships, treating others with compassion. If you obey God, you will treat others with compassion. If you obey God, you will treat others with respect. If you obey God, you will treat others. You will love your neighbor as yourself. If you obey God and you have the mindset of Christ, you will practice forgiveness. You know at what moment was Christ? It amazes me all the time when God was hanging on that cross and he said, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they're doing. That is humbleness. You're forgiving people that don't deserve to be forgiven. Because Jesus said, if you don't forgive men their offenses to you, the Father in heaven will not forgive you either. So I'm sorry, but you better forgive if you want to be forgiven. That's the only way. When you make decisions, do you ask God for guidance? Number four, selflessness. Selflessness. Selfless love, humble love. He humbled himself. Jesus selflessly sacrificed himself for the sake of humanity. He demonstrated when he did that, the ultimate act of love. It was a selfless love. He gave up himself. What are you willing to do for those people you say you love? Are you really doing everything you can? Do you get to the point that you say, you know what, I got to do this because I got to sacrifice for those that I love? I share this with you really quick. Take advantage of your family while you have it. You never know. You never know when that's going to stop. You know, last week I sat in my living room in my house. And my son was sitting on the couch in the other in front of me. And my son and I probably talked for like 2 hours nonstop. He had not seen me for 2 weeks. So he wanted to talk. And he really did. And you know what? I was happy to be able to be there and talking to my son. Making the most of that time. You know what? It's not about me. It's about us. It's about our relationship. It's about that moment that we can cultivate, that we can appreciate. It's that moment of being humble with one another and letting each other know how much we love each other. Every time I talk to my son on the phone, I never hang up without saying, even if I'm mad, I never hang up without saying, I love you. And he tells me back, I love you too, Dad. How do we know we're going to, do we even know we're going to see those people next time? I see him once a week. How do I know? So selfless love. Having the mindset of Christ entails to putting the needs and the interests of others before our own. Showing love, compassion, generosity to those around us. Number five and last. Equality and empathy. In verse 8 it says, and being found in appearance as a man. Being God, now he became a man. And when he became a man, Jesus treated all people with dignity. He treated all people with respect and compassion. Regardless of their social status, regardless of their ethnicity or background, Jesus treated everybody with compassion and respect. That is having the mindset of Christ. You treat people with respect, with compassion, with dignity. But if you're going to start doing that with people, start doing that in your house. Start with your family. Having the mindset of Christ, it involves embracing a posture of equality and empathy. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. It says that for this reason, Jesus had to be made like them, like us. Fully human in every way. Why? Fully human in every way so he can understand, so he can have empathy. In order that he might become a merciful and a faithful high priest in service to God. So he can understand everything that we go through. He wanted to have empathy. He wanted to understand what we go through in his flesh, in his humanness. And that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. So when you are tempted to be prideful and arrogant, he understands. And he is able to understand. And he's able to help you with that. Now the question is, do you try to put yourself at the level or at the position of others to be able to understand them? Or are you quick to judge people when they do things? Oh, no, such and such did this because... Oh, did you try to find out why people react the way they react? You know, the most people, when they react in the wrong way, it's because they're hurting. They're just not telling you that. We are broken people. And I'm sorry if you thought you were perfect. You're not. We're all broken people. We all have broken pieces. And a lot of times we just need to try to understand, where is this person coming from? Why is this person reacting the way they react? Why do they act the way they act? What's going on? How can we pray for them? How can we help them? And you know, That's why a lot of times when I do premarital counseling, I always tell people, you have to know where that person is coming from. And you have to know, it's important for you to know, get to know the family of that person, if that person has family. Get to know their family, find out where they're coming from, so that way you have a better understanding who you are getting married with. So we can have empathy on the person that we're getting married with. That is having the mindset of Christ. It's the humble love of Jesus in your personal relationship with one another. The Apostle Paul said, have the same mind of Christ. Listen, we'll finish with this. To have a successful relationship of any kind, you have to have the mindset of Christ. But be aware, to have the mindset of Christ is going against what the world discourages people to do. It's going against. I mean, does the world promote humility? No, they don't. For example, having the mind of Christ, having the mind of Christ is to practice humility in your life. The world says, humble people are weak. To have the mindset of Christ is to be a servant. The world and the prideful says, I am important, you serve me. To have the mindset of Christ is to be obedient to God. The world says, I don't need to be obedient to God. I'm going to do whatever makes me feel good. That's why a lot of people go to church saying, I just want to go to church where I can feel good. Well, I hope we make you a little uncomfortable when we confront you with the Word of God. Let me tell you one thing. I always tell people this. The gospel, the Word of God, the gospel will be offensive to those who don't want to listen to it. Nothing else should be offensive. You get that? Everything we do should never offend people as much as we can try. We're imperfect. We will always offend somebody. But we got to do the best not to offend people. But the gospel will offend people. The gospel will make you uncomfortable because the Word of God is like a mirror where you're looking at yourself and you're like, you know what? I'm not doing this. This is the reason why this is going this way, because I'm doing it the wrong way. To have the mindset of Christ is to be a servant. Other people will say in the world, serve me. To have the mindset of Christ is to be obedient to God. The world says, make me feel good. To have the mindset of Christ is to be selfless. The world tells you, be selfish. It's all about you. It doesn't matter how many people you step all over. It doesn't matter how many people you hurt along the way. It's you got to crown yourself king. That's what the world tells people. To have the mindset of Christ is to understand, to accept that I'm not better than others, that I'm equal with others, that I can have empathy because I understand, and I understand that people are all created in God's image, even if I don't agree with them. At the end, to have the mindset of Christ will pay it off. It will be a good thing for us to do because God is going to bless us. He will reward us on its own time, on the time that He's going to do it. Not in our time, but His time. It's the humble love of Jesus that opens the way for us to have a great relationship with Jesus. And it's the humble love of Jesus that we need to imitate to have a great relationship with other people. So today, as we reflect on the humble love of Jesus, let us strive. Let us strive to imitate His humility, His servanthood, His obedience to God. Let us strive to obey and to imitate selflessness, empathy, interaction. So in our interaction with other people can be great. By doing so, we are not only honoring Jesus' sacrifice, but also we're embodying love His love around the whole world. And so may the humble love of Jesus transform our hearts. Your humble love, start at home. And then spread it all over. Father, we thank you this day, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the humble love of Christ. We thank you, Father, because we can learn and we can imitate that love. And great things can happen in our lives when we see others as better than ourselves. When we serve others and we serve each other and one another, things can be completely different. Life can turn around. Life can change. We just ask you, Jesus, help us to have the mindset that you have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.